What's up, loves? This is Love or Obsession. I'm your host, Queen. Hi, guys. Welcome and welcome back. Today on Love or Obsession, we will discuss Carlton Gary, an American serial killer convicted of murdering three elderly women in Columbus, Georgia. Let's get into it. So, guys, earlier in my podcast career, I think like my third or fourth episode, I covered a black man named Alton Coleman that was a serial killer. And I'm like, I never heard of a black serial killer. And that was some dumbass shit to say, okay? And so small-minded. Because if you kill two or more people, your ass is a serial killer. And that has no race, color, religion, or gender. Feel free to jump in if I miss something. Okay. Carlton Gary was born on September 24, 1950 in Columbus, Georgia. His father was a construction worker whom walked away from him and his responsibilities to his family. Who walked away from his responsibilities to his son and to his family, like caring for and raising him. He was absent financially as well. You know, the average African-American household then, an absent father, okay? Research stated that he met his father once at the age of 12. And Gary relocated a lot with his mother because of extreme poverty. Before I say this next part, I want to be clear. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm definitely not making excuses for anyone, especially a murderer. But studies show that individuals that suffer head injuries at any age, especially an early age, while the frontal lobe of their brain is still forming, will show signs of any of the following but not limited to schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or some type of mental illness. And if not treated properly, can lead to dire results like somebody being murdered, okay? In elementary school, Gary suffered serious head trauma when he was knocked unconscious in a playground accident. And in his teens, he was a heavy drug user. Between the ages of 14 and 18 years old, he was arrested numerous times for robbery, arson, and assault. During that time, he married a woman and had two children. In 1970, Gary moved to Albany, New York. He had plans on becoming a singer, but continued with his criminal activities. February 12, 1970, Marion Brewer, age 62, was found strangled in her bedroom at the Hampton. It wasn't her bedroom. It was a hotel room. Okay, so Marion Brewer, age 62, was found strangled in her room at the Hampton Hotel in Albany. The elderly victim was discovered face up on her bed. She was sexually assaulted and had visible bruises on her neck. Her purse appeared to have been robbed. 2 months later, on April 14, 1970, Nellie Farmer, age 85, was found deceased in her room at the Wellington Hotel in Albany. Farmer's body was partially clothed and was on the floor next to the bed. She was also sexually assaulted. Her death was listed as asphyxiation due to manual strangulation, meaning he choked her to death. After Gary attempted an assault on a third elderly woman, he was arrested and his fingerprints matched to a previous scene associated with the second victim, which was Miss Nellie Farmer. Gary admitted to taking part in a robbery, but claimed that another man was responsible for the actual murders. A man named John Lee Mitchell was tried and charged in court after the testimony from Gary, despite no material evidence connecting him to the crime. Gary was only charged with robbery, a sentence he served at a correctional institute in Jamesville, New York. 1975, Gary was paroled and moved to Syracuse, New York. While living in Syracuse, Gary sexually assaulted and strangled two more elderly women in their homes. One died, but the other survived. He attacked the women within 4 days of each other. The victim was unable to identify her attacker. It was stated that she was even unable to determine whether the attacker was black or white. Now, for some reason, Gary was never charged with none of the crimes he had committed against the women. Murder, rape, elder abuse, attempted murder. He was sent to prison only for robbery. On August 22nd, 1977, Gary escaped from prison by sawing through the bars of his cell and went back to Columbus, Georgia. 1 month after his escape on September 16th, 1977, Fern Jackson, age 60, was strangled to death with a nylon stocking. She was beaten and sexually assaulted inside her home in the Winton District of Columbus. 9 days later, another woman, 71-year-old Jean Diamonstein, followed by six more victims. By the year 1978, police announced that they suspected a black man of the murders, and things got more and more out of control. When a man who called himself the chairman of the forces of evil threatened to murder random black women if the stocking strangler was not stopped, then authorities really got on alert. Okay, so apparently, all these elderly women who were found sexually assaulted and strangled in their home, the offender was dubbed the stocking strangler, okay? And so in the midst of all these women being murdered and news of their deaths being reported, police get, you know, an anonymous call from a man saying, "I'm the chairman of the forces of evil, and I'm going to murder multiple random black women if you do not catch this stocking strangler, because we know that this stocking strangler is a black man." That was a hoax. This man was uncovered as William Henry Hance, another black man. And this motherfucker was just trying to cover up three murders of his own by setting up a quote-unquote white vigilante. So this black murderer, what's his name again? Let me see. William Henry Hance. He was a black man. He committed three murders of his own, and he was trying to deflect the attention off of the murders that he committed by posing as a white vigilante, saying, "I'm the stocking strangler, and I'm going to kill random black women if you guys don't catch this black bastard," basically. Okay? Hance was arrested, and authorities thought that they had bagged the strangler, but another victim was claimed. So Hance was not the stocking strangler. He was just a murderer, you know? So December 1978, following a robbery in Gaffney, South Carolina, Gary was arrested and sentenced to 21 years for armed robbery. He escaped from custody on March 15, 1983. He was at large for about a year before being recaptured. Overall, Gary is alleged to have raped 9 and murdered 7 elderly women between 1977 and 1978 in Columbus, Georgia. Gary was indicted for the murders on May 5, 1984. He was convicted on August 26, 1986, and he was sentenced to death the following day, August 27, 1986. Now, his major controversy around Carlton Gary and his conviction, and the controversy behind that is, questions have been raised over the propriety of Gary's convictions. According to a group of supporters and a book by investigative journalist David Rose, Gary's lawyer was refused state funding to carry out a defense for him. There was also evidence that Gary's fingerprints were not held to match the crime scene prints until 7 years after conviction, when the case was reexamined, despite him being fingerprinted 1 year after the murders. There was no recorded confession, nor any notes were taken from Gary's interview from which he supposedly confessed. Days after the interview, Gary's confession was written out by an officer based on what he remembered from the interview. The confession wasn't signed nor dated. From this, it seemed like cops only ever arrested Gary from robbery because he was just that, a thief, not a rapist, not a murderer. He was portrayed to be not a rapist or a murderer. He was portrayed to be. But nonetheless, March 15th, 2018, Carlton Gary was executed by lethal injection. He died at 10:33 p.m. and he declined to make no final statements. So that's the controversy behind everything that was going on with Carlton Gary. He was convicted of murdering 3 women, but allegedly he raped 9, murdered 7, convicted of 3. All alleged, because the controversy, his supporters and investigative journalists saying that it was no concrete evidence that this was the man that was committing these murders, that maybe these murders was getting so out of hand that they had to find someone to put it on. All sources will be linked in the show notes, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Pictures can be found on the Instagram at Love or Obsession Podcast. Please send all messages and suggestions to loveorobsessionpodcast@gmail.com. It's Queen. I love you guys. Peace out.